born to broadcast. Television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I've been looking forward to this for a couple of days. Joining me on the phone now, Lansing's new police chief, Teresa Szymanski. Good evening. How are you?
Well, good evening, Cheryl. I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. This is the end of what has been a very busy week for you.
Yes, it has been. It's been a fun-filled, packed week, and I've enjoyed it very much.
On Tuesday, of course, you were named by Mayor Virge Bonero as Lansing's police chief. You've been doing the job on an interim basis for about 10 months now after replacing Mark Alley, who left for the private sector. How have things changed for you since Tuesday? You've been doing the job, but how are things changed now that it's official?
You know what? In terms of operations, not a lot, Cheryl. As you've mentioned, I've been doing the job for 10 months, so there wasn't a need to pack boxes and move. That's all been taken care of, and I'm settled in, so it's been quite comfortable. And things have just kind of been status quo. I've been very honored, though. I've had a lot of good greetings, a lot of well-wishers, flowers, cards, notes, emails, and texts, a lot of support from the community, and I very much appreciate that. But for the most part, nothing's changed. Just a lot of work ahead of us, and as we move forward and putting together our great team that we have here at the Lansing Police Department and working hard.
Now, the budget, of course, is an issue. It seems like almost every guest I talk to, we're talking about budgets, and the budget is going to be a huge challenge for you. You're overseeing it. It's about a $33 million budget. It's a huge operation, and doing more with less seems to be the way it is, isn't it?
It seems to be the way it is, but I'm very optimistic. I've got a great boss in Mayor Bonero who supports public safety, and I'm very encouraged by that. And he's not only does he say it, he's been saying it for years, and he believes it. We have more officers on the street now than we've ever had with 12-hour shifts. We're averaging between 18 and 20 officers in uniform patrol every day out on the streets of Lansing. So, but you know what? There are going to be some challenges. I'm working hard with the mayor's staff along with my staff, and we're trying to put together the best plan that we possibly can. And we got to remember that our core functions here at the police department are to answer calls for service and investigate crimes, and we're going to continue to do that. So I'm optimistic, but you're right. It's going to be a challenge.
When I spoke with Mayor Bonero on Tuesday when the announcement was made, he said that you had some really good ideas for working with the budget to do just what we're talking about, doing more with less. And as you said, what folks want to know is that the response time is there and that there will be officers there. So working hard from within is where it's going to come for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question. And that's our priority. That'll continue to be our priority, and we will do that.
Now, community relations I know have also always been very important to you, and you've always put a lot of focus on that. Why do you think that is so important to the job?
Because that works. Because that works. We, the police department, cannot do it alone. Our community partnerships with the Neighborhood Watch, the Business Watches, the Neighborhood Associations, they are our eyes and ears. They're always there. They're always in their neighborhoods. They're able to give us information. They're able to help us. They help prevent crime. They help solve crime. And forming those positive relationships is building trust with them and getting to know them and improving the communication. It's huge.
What is your background? I did some reading about you, but some folks may not know your background in police work.
Yep, absolutely. I'm a 1984 graduate of Ferris State. At that time, it was a college, so I'm a graduate of Ferris State College. I spent 3 years as a police officer in Douglas, Wyoming, and then I came to the Lansing Police Department in June 15th of 1987, where I've been ever since. Just real briefly, I've worked uniform patrol, narcotics. I was a community policing officer over on the west side of Lansing, on the west part of our city. As a member of the trauma team and various other assignments, I've worked as a sergeant and a lieutenant. I've done internal affairs. I've ran the drug unit. Various prestigious things, a captain of the South Precinct. So I'm very fortunate to have had a lot of experience in different areas inside of the police department.
And obviously, having all the experience in different areas, when folks come to you from different parts of the police department, you've been there. You know the challenges in those different departments, and that has to be a benefit for everyone.
Absolutely. It's a huge benefit. It's an absolutely huge benefit.
And what about the challenges ahead of you besides just the budget, just as an operation? What do you see as the challenges ahead of you in your position as chief of the Lansing Police Department?
No question, crime reduction. We got to continue to work hard with our community, have those partnerships. We've got to engage in dialogue with our community to continue to build those great relationships that we already have. We need to keep working on those and not take those for granted. Keep working hard to make sure we have those good partnerships with our community. And in doing so, let's put a dent on crime and let's continue to drive crime down in the city.
What about the biggest rewards for you? What, I mean, you've been in police work. Has it been your entire professional career?
It has been. Ever since I've graduated from college, I've been in law enforcement my entire professional career.
What are the rewards that you get out of being in this line of work? As you said, you've been in so many different areas. Now being the chief, what are the rewards that get you through the days?
You know what? Making a difference. Sometimes just a simple thank you or seeing a smile on someone's face or helping a citizen. Community policing was probably the most rewarding experience that I ever had at the Lansing Police Department. Being engaged with our community, getting to know the community, seeing a different side, letting them see a different side, a softer side of the Lansing Police Department, of me, of our officers. You know, those are the rewards. There's just so many that they make up for all the bad moments or the bad days. It's more good than it ever is bad, that's for sure.
How can the public help any police department or any officers? What can the public do to help make the job easier?
Get involved in Neighborhood Watch. Get involved in your community. Know what's going on. Pay attention to your neighborhood. Pay attention to the community that you live in. Get to know the officers. Our officers are assigned to teams. If you live in the city or you associated a certain area in the city, call us. Reach out to us. We can provide you. If you don't know who your Neighborhood Watch officers are or who your team officers are, we can share that information. Open up the lines of communication.
I'm guessing that can help turn things around. A lot of people have a bad connotation of contact with police officers, and I'm sensing that that's part of what you want to change. You want to know these folks ahead of time and know the areas ahead of time, so when the next contact comes, it can be a good thing.
A lot of people only have some people have zero contacts, but sometimes citizens only have one contact with law enforcement officials. We want to make sure if they do have a contact with us, even if it's under bad terms for them, we want it to be a positive contact. We want our employees to treat our citizens like they would treat their grandparents or a family member or a loved one.
Mm-hmm. Now, there any updates on some of the cases going on? I know there's investigations going on with several cases. Anything new for us?
No, nothing new of this evening, but you're right. Our detectives continue to work hard on several of the open cases that we have, and we are making some good progress.
Very good. One of the articles in the Lansing State Journal about you said that you're intending to end your career with the Lansing Police Department, so you're in it for the long haul.
Yes, ma'am. I sure am.
So you're 20-some years and counting.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I appreciate your time this evening, Chief Teresa Szymanski, and congratulations to you, and we'll look forward to talking with you on many occasions.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your time this evening.
Very good. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
Been speaking with Chief Teresa Szymanski of the Lansing Police Department, appointed this week, named this week by Mayor Virge Bonero to the new position. She's been in the position for about 10 months after taking over for Mark Alley, who left for the private sector. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.